which is, you ready for this? We should have a drum roll. In the world of Torah, this is exciting. We learned the principle several times in Shas of Cherev Harei Kechalo, which means that if a sword touches a mace, then it becomes an Avi Avos HaTumah. If a sword touches a Avatumah, it becomes an Avatumah. It doesn't go down a notch. The Rambam holds that that applies to all kelim, not just the sword. Any keli has this halacha.
Any keli. Doesn't make a difference in material?
No difference. Obviously, it doesn't apply to chicharis, but wood, leather, nothing, everything else, it makes no difference. Isn't that shocking?
Doesn't make any sense.
That's the right. Funny you should say that. It's exactly what the Ravid says. But the Rambam says different. The Rambam says, Kalim Shinitmu, Kalim Shinitmu b'meis. Bein b'maga, bein b'oel. Harehein lanogea b'en, kenogea b'meis atzmo. Ain't much as though touching the mace. He goes on, he brings out Shem Rechalu Cherub b'meis. Mipi ha-shmua lo'amdu, from this they learn, Shacherub k'meis. Vehu hadin l'shar kelim, bein klei matchos, bein klei shetef, it's wood, ubegadim. No matter what, any kelim. The Rambam of the Ravid says, no way. He says, it's true when perhaps, he says, that it's a new concept which we at which, but for us, but tumah b'chiburin. He says, when you touch the mace via the kelim, so you touch a mace via a glove, then the keli transmits the tumor. But only when it's mechubert to the mace, not when it's severed from the mace. But the Rambam holds an amazing concept that, again, the kli, which once touched the mace, always remains an avi avos ha-tumah, no matter what it's made out of. Okay?
Because from our Gemara.
And Meshech Chochma said that, or Sameach says, several other Mishnayis, of course, in Taurus, which... who's going to know or remember? But he says that that's from our Gemara and from the Mishnayos. So this is a mind-boggling thing, which I never knew, and the Rambam passed me so away. What?
It's disturbing, as I mean, that seems like so dramatic.
Yes.
Somehow,
we should have known it, right? No, it's obviously something which we should have known, but we didn't. But that's why we come, to learn new and exciting things every day. So, I don't think on the internet everybody's going to be so misspelled from it, but it made my day. Now, take...
It's only for mace, not for sherets.
Only for mace, right. Chalal cherev, chalal, right. So now, let's take it then from four lines above the Mishnah, on Zayin Meralf. East tani tani tomei mace, east tani tani b'tomei mace. Or Sameach explains the Gemara, which you're about to learn based on the principle which I just laid out for you. So some will say that our Mishnah is talking about a ner, which touched a mace, its mace itself. Tomei mace. The ner is tomei because it touched a mace. East tani tani bitmei mace. That the ner didn't touch a mace, but the ner touched somebody who was tmei mace. Okay? Manda marb tmei mace. You said it's tmei mace that the nair touched the mace. Bikli here the or Sameach changed it based on the Rambam. Bikli cheres, because cheres goes down a notch. Cheres does go down a notch. So there, it's talking about where the mace, to the mace, somehow the mace to obviously didn't touch. It's talking about tumas ohel, right? In the same room where there was a mace, there was a kli cheres. The inside of Kli Cheres, however, does not become an Avi Avos HaTumah. Chal Al Cherev does not apply to that. Says the Meshech Chochma, it doesn't even become an Av. It becomes a Rishon. And he brings Rayas for that. I forget what his Rayas are. But the inside, I mean the Rambam. But I forget where the Rambam gets it from. But if the inside of a Kli Cheres doesn't become an Av, even though it's an Ol Hamais, it only becomes a Rishon. So it's as if the mace is the Av, the Avi Avos, the room is the Av, and then the inside of the Keli becomes a Rishon. Okay? So then, whatever the oil, which is now in the candle, in the Kli Cheres, will become a what? Sheni. Right? So you take oil, which was possible B'tvul Yom, means it was Shlishi, you put in this Ner Shel Cheres, it becomes a Sheni. And nonetheless, the Mishnah is Mar Akiva's Matir. Mind the Mar B'Tmei Mace, you said that it touched, actually, we're talking about a Keli, which touched the person who touched the mace, that's B'Klei Matchos. It's talking about metal vessels, or for that matter, says the Mesher Chochma, any other vessel. Well, so what is it in that case? What do we say? The vessel is itself now a of. So what's the oil going to become which is in it, within it? Arisha. My timer. What's why is there a difference in the principles? It says all klipasuach. Oh, this is raw proof. Because wait a minute, what idiot I am. This is a Mesher Chochmas proof. This line it says all klipasuach. What kli cheres? Right. Is any klipasuach any open vessel of cheres and all a mace v'goymer tamei who? What does tamei mean? It becomes tamei. Who tamei? Veino nase obatuma l'tamei. It becomes tamei. It does not become an ov to be metamei others. By chala cherev, it says yitma. Any other vessel which becomes tamei can become an ov because it says there yitma. Yitma means it becomes tamei, but it also is yitamei acherim. So that means that any vessel which we touches, which any other vessel can become an ovatuma, actually. But a kli cheres, it's terminal. It can't be matame others. It can be, it's tame. Now, of course, the midrabonan can be matame other things, right? We know that, because a rishon can make a sheni drabonan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, can even make a sheni daraisa. But I think our Gemara is going like Bar Kapora and saying that Tomei means it itself is Tomei, it's not Metamei Acherim, so therefore that is the definition of a Rishon Lutuma like Bar Kapora, and that's the Kli Cheres. The Kli Cheres can only become therefore a Rishon, it can't become an Ov because of the word Tomei as opposed to Yitma. Okay? So that's basically in a nutshell what the Gemara is saying here. Alright? Next Mishnah. Amrei Meir. Rabbi Meir said, Midivreim Laman. From their words, we don't know which words Rabbi Meir is referring to. The Gemara is going to talk about that. Midivreim Laman, from their words we learn, Shesarvin Truma Tahera. You can burn Truma, which is Tar, Imat Meir, with Tuma, which is Tamei, on Pesach. Amrei Lo Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi said, Eino Yamida. No, it's not true. And why it's not true, also Gemara will discuss. Modim Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua, both could see Shesorf and Zulatma, Zulatma. That if you have Tomei Truma and Torah Truma, even though they're both Chomets, you have to burn them separately. Aman Echluku, where is there a Machlokas? Alatluyeva Torah Tmea, if you have Chomets such as Toli, you know, with Suffolk Tomei and Tmea. Rabbi Lezer, Mer, still, Tisari, Zulatsu, Zulatsu, you have to burn each one independently. Rabbi Shua, Mer, Shtein, Kachas, you can burn both of them together. Now, says the Gemara, Mahu be Pesach, what does it mean you can burn them together on Pesach? Not on Pesach itself. Pesach obviously can burn together. So, by our boss, or even on the 14th day of Nisan. Now, says the Lieberman says, he brings out from a Melech Shlomo, there's a big chiddush because Yushami holds Chometz and Pesach is only Osir, according to our mayor, who's the author of this Mishnah, is only Osir the Rabbanan. It only becomes Osir the Raisa an hour before Shkia. So it's a very big chiddush, but nonetheless, our Mishnah say that on the 14th day, when imminently it's going to become Osir, you can burn both together, Chometz Truma, which is Tar, and Chometz Truma, which is Tomei. The Gemara is going to pick up on this. The mayor's approach later on. From their words, we learned you can burn the Truma Torah and Truma Tmeah. From whose is that? From Rabbi Akiva and Chinas Konakani. Rabbi Akiva said that you can burn oil of Truma which became puzzled full yom in a Nair, which is either Rishon or an Av or Rishon. Right, which would make it either Rishon or Sheni. And Rabbi Chinas Kohanim said that the Kohanim burned stuff which became Tomei, meat which was burnt Tomei, Ba'ava Tumah, with meat which became Tomei, Bevlada Tumah. So from both of their words, where they permitted adding Tumah to that which is already Tomei, for that we learn they can burn chametz truma, which is tameh, with chametz truma, which is tor. Which, of course, makes no sense. Because there we're talking about tameh with tameh, more tameh with less tameh. Here we're talking about tameh with tor. How can you extrapolate? The Gemara is going to ask that momentarily. What's the, how's the extrapolation? Rishimim lakish omer medivir Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua. We learn after the words of Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua. Now Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua do not appear in our Mishnah. This is the way the Bavli said. It's not Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah. It's Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua elsewhere in Shas. Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua elsewhere in Shas say, you remember this in a moment, if you have a vineyard, a wine press, and below you have a storage vat. And storage vat you have Tamei Chulin. And in the wine press you have Tohar Truma. And it's roll, and the vat broke in the upper wine press, and the truma is now flowing downstream. When it falls over the top, it's going to become tame, and it's going to become unfit, right? So the question is, can you save the? Can you? What do you do with the truma? Do you have to let it roll down? Can you say? Can you stop rolling down? Can you be tame, be a dime, and so on and so forth? So there, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, both agree if you can save. A revis, Rabbi Yeshua says that you're allowed to be metame biyad. Since imminently it's going to fall down into the bottom, bottom anyway, become tame, you mean metame now, before it falls. Yeah. Was it Meiser Shani or Trumas? Trumas. But the Bible brings it down here, he is going too. So he says it's from Yeshua who says it can be Metame Biyad when it's imminently going to become Tummy when it rolls downhill naturally anyway. So to here, you can burn the Chametz here, even though with the Chametz which is Truma Taera, with Chametz which is Truma Tameah, because imminently it's going to become Osirvano anyway, so what does it all matter? Okay? So it says, I'm Rabbi Zira, Kumi Rabbi Yasa. Rabbi Zira said, in front of Rabbi Yasi, Al Daite here, Lieberman switches it based on, forget on whom. I forget based on whom. It says, Al Daite to Rabbi Reish Lakish Nicha. According to Reish Lakish, it's good. In other words, according to Reish Lakish, the continuation of the Mishnah is good. Because then the Mishnah goes on and says, but Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua both concede. Right? The Mishnah goes on and says, Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua both concede that the Sarfin Zulatzma and Zulatzma. Rabbi Yossi argues and he says, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua both concede that you have to burn each one independently. So then the Mishnah flows. Remeir said, we learn out from Rabbi Yeshua that you can burn the Torah with the Tameh. Comes along, Rabbi Yossi says, no. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua both concede you can't do that. So the Mishnah flows. But like Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Meir was not learning for Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Meir was learning for Rabbi Chanina, Kohanim, and Rabbi Akiva in the previous Mishnah. So how did Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua make their way into this Mishnah? It sounds like we were discussing it previously, and the point is they concede on something. That's not true according to Rabbi Yochanan. But Rabbi Yochanan previously weren't discussing it. We're talking about Rabbi Chanina, Kohanim, and Rabbi Akiva. So Adaitid Rabbi Shlokish Nicha, Adaitid Rabbi Yochanan, Maba Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shula Khan. It says more. I'm a lay. Rabbi Yochanan responded Tanoin Inun that the Seifa is another Tana. In other words, you're right. There are two Mishnayot which are randomly juxtaposed here together in the Psachim, neither of which has to do with the other. Right? Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua are coming from left field because the second part of the Mishnah, the Seifa, is another Tana than the first Tana, than the author of the first Mishnah. Okay. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yochanan said, HaKomayim, everybody agrees, B'Shishosar on the 16th day of Nisan, which is of course Pesach proper, Shosar Mitzruma Tmeya Torim Tmeya. So this is the right side. Both of them, you can burn both together. Rabbi Yossi Makshe. Rabbi Yossi asked, however, Lama Rabbi Yasi Amar Eina Amida. Why did Rabbi Yasi say that you can't do it on Erev Pesach? Right? So it says, well, Rabbi Yossi do Shama, I'll tell you. Rabbi Yossi heard Lama Rabbi Yochanan, that which Rabbi Yochanan said, Midive Rabbi Yossi asked a question. What's Rabbi Yossi in the... Okay, it's confusing. Rabbi Yossi da Amora, who asked, what does Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah mean? he was asking this question because he only heard Rabbi Yochanan and he heard Rabbi Yochanan say that, this is complicated, he heard Rabbi Yochanan say that Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah is learning from Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Chinas Kohen HaKohanim. And he heard that which Bar Kapora said, that Ava Tumas Doraisa and Vlada Tumas Drabona. And he did not hear the other thing Rabbi Yochanan said, that both Doraisa. He heard again. He heard that Rabbi Meir's learning from Rabbi Chanina's Kana Konim Rabbi Akiva. He heard Bar Kapora that Vlada Tumas Drabona. He denied Rabbi Yochanan argues an old Vlada Tumas Doraisa. So he's saying, I don't stand Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi says, Eini Amida, you can't learn out Erev Pesach, Truma Tahera, with Truma Tmeya, from the case of Rabbi Chinas Konim and Rabbi Akiva. As Rabbi Yossi, you certainly can. Here it's the Rabbanan and the Raisa, and there it's the Rabbanan and the Raisa. By the case of Vlada Tuma, it's the Rabbanan, which you can burn with Tami Doraisa. You can destroy an Issa Derabbanan together with an Issa Doraisa. So to your Erev Pesach after Chatzos, you can destroy an Issa Derabbanan with an Issa Doraisa. So he said, why is Rabbi Yossi and our Mishnah arguing? Rabbi Meir's 100% accurate. You can learn out very well from Rabbi Chiya Skan according to Rabbi Akiva. Again, as the Gemara said, he did not hear Rabbi Yochanan's own shot, because Rabbi Yochanan knows that Vlada Tuma is also a Doraisa. Had he heard that, he would understand what Rabbi Yossi is complaining. Rabbi Yossi is complaining, the other two are Doraisa and Doraisa. You want to learn from Doraisa, Doraisa, meaning Tomei Doraisa, with Tomei Doraisa, just the lower level of Tuma, to Chometz Doraisa, Tomei Doraisa with Chometz, which is only the Rabbanon. How can you extrapolate that way? Okay? So again, let's see that inside. Says Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Maksha, Rabbi Yossi asks, Lama Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Amar asks, why does Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah say, Eino Amida, the Rabbi Meir is incorrect? Now, what was the premise of Rabbi Yossi, that Morris question? Rabbi Yossi, Du Shama, I heard, Dom Rabbi Yochum, Rabbi Yochum said, Me Divir Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Divir Rabbi Chizkan, according to Rabbi Meir, learned this Aloch of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Chizkan, according to Du Shama, he also heard the Baraka Palama, Abatuma, Dval Taylor, Abatuma said the Raisa, Vladatuma's Divir Rabbi Rabbanan. The Losham I didn't hear, the Marabi Yochum, Rabbi Yochum said, Bain Zev said, Dvar Taylor, both the Raisa. Who Makshay? And based on that, Rabbi Yossi Amor is asking, Kishem Shemutal Yisrof Isser Torah in Tumas Torah, just like you're allowed to burn the Isser Doraisa with the Tuma Doraisa, right? Shekain Sorfim, how do I know that? You're allowed to burn Isser Doraisa, Tumas Doraisa, that's a Chometz Doraisa. You're allowed to burn with Truma Tmeya Doraisa. And how do I know that? Shekain Sorfim, true Tumas Torah in Tumas Torah. Because you burn that which is Tami Doraisa on a more severe level, with that which is Tami Doraisa on a less severe level, Kach Yeh Mutter, so too it should be Mutter, Lisrof Isra Divrayim, to burn Chometz, Drabonon, in Tumas Torah, with something which is Tami Doraisa, Chometz Rabbanon Erev Pesach with Truma Tmeya, why? Shekein Sorfim Tumas Divrayim, in Tumas Torah, right? Because we find that you're allowed to burn that which is Tomei Doraisa, which that is Tomei Drabonon. Again, all following Bar Kapora, that there's the Vlada Tumas all Drabonon. Says Gemara, Ella, Shanya Hi Iser, Shanya Hi Tuma. So that's the case. There, what's Rabbi Yossi, the Tana's logic? Rabbi Yossi, the Tana says, what? This is Rabbi Yossi that I'm already explaining. What is Rabbi Yossi, the Tana's problem with Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir said we extrapolate from Chizkan Konim and Rabbi Akiva that just like there you can burn a Tuma Doraisa with the Tuma Drabanan, here too we can burn a Tuma Doraisa with an Issa Drabanan. What's Rabbi Yossi's question on this? What is Rabbi Yossi, the Tana's question on this? Says Rabbi Yossi that I'm already, his question is, how do you know you can compare Tuma Doraisa with Tuma Drabanan? to Tuma Deraisa with Isser Drabonan. Maybe Tuma and Tuma, since they're similar, albeit once the Raisa, once the Rabbanan, you can bring them together. But who says where it's Tuma de Raisa with an Isser de Rabbanan, meaning Chometz and Erev Pesach, that you can burn both of those together? That's Rabbi Yossi, the Tana's objection to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir's is fine in the abstract until you realize that one that Rabbi Meir's comparing Tuma with Tuma, the Raisa de Rabbanan, to Tuma with Isser de Raisa de Rabbanan. Maybe they're different. Okay? Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yossi is the name Rabbi Yochanan. Hakol modim, everybody agrees b'shisho asar on the 16th day of Nisan, meaning on Pesach proper, shesarfim truma tohara utmeo, that you can burn truma tohar and tome. There, of course, Pesach is already Nisan deraisa. That I can see. That I hear. Issa deraisa with tuma deraisa. That makes sense. You can burn together, right? Just like you didn't draw the distinction between an Isser Daraisa and a Tuma Daraisa, Shekain Sorfim Truma to Tumas Torah in Tumas Torah, just like you burn Tuma Daraisa with Tuma Daraisa, even on different levels. Kachlo to Achlok Lanu. So it says, well, but wait a minute. So if that's, you know what, this is a question again. Varmei Rabbi Yossi is again a question. Varmei Yassi Shem Yochanan, Komodim Shisho Asar, Shesorvin Truma Tvele Torah. Well, actually, that's a statement. Then the Gemara asks a question. Varmei Yassi Shem Yochanan, Komodim Shisho Asar, Shesorvin Truma Torah Tzmeo. Period. Now, ask the Gemara a question based on this. Kishem Shlo Chilak Tolonu, Ben Yisra Torah L'Tumas Torah, just like on Pesach proper, you don't draw a distinction, even though one is an Isser Daraisa of Chometz, and the other is a Tuma Daraisa of Truma Tmeo. Nevertheless, you burn them together. Why? Shekein Sorfi, Tumas Torah, Tumas Torah. Because you can burn that which is Tumi Daraisa, which is Tumi Daraisa, so you can burn that which is Usser Daraisa, with that which is Tumi Daraisa. Kach Sotu, Lutach Loklonu, don't draw a distinction, Ben Isser Tivreim, Tumas Torah. The same question again, Rabbi Yossi. Why does Rabbi Yossi draw a distinction that Isser Daraisa, the Rabbanon cannot be burned with the Tumi Daraisa if he agrees Shekein Sarfin Tumas Tivreim in Tumas Torah, that he can burn a Tumi Daraisa with the Tumi Daraisa. Now, see, the Gemara is asked the same question just from a different perspective, different angle. It's saying, you know, I don't understand something. In Rabbi Yossi the Tana, this the Tana is upset. He says you can't make draw a parallel between Isser and Tumah. They're not comparable. I'll prove to you they are comparable. They are comparable because on Pesach proper they're comparable. Everybody agrees that on Pesach proper you can burn Chometz Truma with Truma Tmeah. So you can burn Isser with Tumah. Albeit they're both Daraisa. But wait! If that's the case, you can burn Isser with Tumah because they're in the same continuum. And we know also you can burn that which is more stringent with that which is less stringent, right? Because can you burn some of the rice with some of the rice as long as they're both the rice, even one is more stringent than the other. So extrapolate from those two cases together that you can burn Tomei the rice with Issa Drabona. Again, if you can burn Tomei with Usser the rice, and you can burn Tomei with Tomei, more severe and less severe. So I have three quarters of this cube, this square here. Just plug in the third, fourth, the fourth corner, that I can burn Tomei Daraisa with Isser Darabonim. Why you preclude that scenario? If every other scenario can burn together, so why preclude this one? So says more. You know what the answer is? The answer is you had a mistaken premise. Rabbi Yossi the Amora, you are wrong. All your questions are based on a mistake, because you're asking on the basis of Bar Kappara. Ha ha ha! You're asking Rabbi Yochanan from Bar Kappara. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who holds that everything is Daraisa. So therefore, your whole premise is incorrect. And you can all do all the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi seems to say all the Mishnahs previously are talking about Daraisas and Daraisas. If they're all talking about Daraisas and Daraisas, how can you, Rabbi Meir, come and extrapolate from them that the Rabbanon of Truma Erev Pesach is sufficient to burn it with the Tuma Daraisa of Truma Tmeo? That leap is not true. If the previous Mishnah is for Taka Bar Kappara, until now we're talking about the Rabbanans and the Raisas, then your extrapolation is correct. But that's not what we were talking about previously. Before, we were talking according to Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan said everything was d'oraisa till now, right? El bein zeh bein zeh d'var Torah. Now a parallel sugya, basically the same thing over again, more abbreviated. Ask Rabbi Chia bar Bob Mintzur, bar Mitzmei Rabbi Yochanan, send him Rabbi Yochanan, bein zeh bein zeh d'var Torah. They're both d'oraisas. Both that which is tummy with avatuma, that which is tummy with vladatuma. Vamaris, and I said, we said based on that, yos tamon tumas terim tumas terim. So I understand the previous Mishnahs. You bring out which is tummy deraisa, which is tummy deraisa, even though on different levels. Bram hocha, but here, is this a psul to teira, in tumas teira? In Erev Pesach, is that a psul deraisa with a tuma deraisa? It's not, it's a psul derabana, right? So how can you bring them together? Begin kach, that's Rabbi Yossi over any amida, it's not amida, they can't extrapolate from one to the other. Now it says by the obvious following up question, v'kash Rabbi Yochanan, al d'Rabbi Meir, v'adad Rabbi Yossi over any amida. It's difficult now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what is the nekudas ha-machlok, it's like an achroinish shekasha. What's the difference? So what's the machlok between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi is absolutely correct. Rabbi Meir is comparing apples and oranges. Right, according to Rabbi Yochanan's perspective, all the previous Mishnayos are talking about the Reis and the Reis, higher level, lower level, but the Reis and the Reis. All of a sudden, Rabbi Meir wants to plug in the Reis and the Rabbanan to bring Chomei Terah Pesach with Truma to Tom to Meir the Reis. What kind of baloney is this? Right, Lukash and Rabbi Yochanan at Rabbi Meir. I don't say Rabbi Meir. Father Rabbi Yossi am any Amida. Rabbi Yossi is correctly says any Amida. Now the next Gemara, now the Gemara asks the opposite question, Bar Kappara. I think the Gemara got reversed here, but just let me say it outside and we'll see it inside. What about according to Bar Kappara? According to Bar Kappara, Rabbi Yossi makes no sense. Right? According to Bar Kappara, Rabbi Yossi's Tan Rabbi Meir is incorrect. Because according to Bar Kappara, the previous Mishnahs explicitly allowed burning a Doraisa with a Drabbanan. Doraisa that we came tell me with Avatuma, with a Drabbanan that which came tell me with a Vladatuma, that which touched the Rishon. So of course that man is correct. Of course you can burn chametz in Erev Pesach together with the rabbanon with truma tmeya. That's what the previous rishonim were permitting. What does Rabbi Yossi fell on his head? Rabbi Yossi says ain't amida. What do you mean ain't amida? It's precisely the mida we were saying till now. Okay. Now again, as I said, the kasha is reversed. So actually, in the third line down, you have the kasha. The first line is the teretz. Somehow got reversed in the Gemara. Kasha the Bar Kappara, I'm going to the third line. The Kasha the Bar Kappara, Kasha the Bar Kappara. The exact opposite question is difficult Bar Kappara. Out of the Rabbi Yossi. What does Rabbi Yossi say? Father Rameh, I'm Rabbi Divrei Lamadu. That which Rameh said we learned from them is absolutely correct. Rabbi Yossi fell on his head. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rameh fell on his head. He's comparing cases which are Doraisa Doraisa to cases which are Doraisa Doraban. According to Bar Kappara, Rabbi Yossi fell on his head. He's saying that something that obviously the previous case is the rice of the Rabbanan, and therefore it's logical, like Rameh, to extrapolate to the case of the rice of the Rabbanan Erev Pesach. What's Rabbi Yossi babbling about? That he says the opposite. So going back to the first line, first the Gemara explains Bar Kappara. Sarah Bar Kappara, Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Bar Kappara holds like Shimon Lakish. The Shimon Lakish Amar Midiv Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua. No, that's only if you assume that Ramey was learning from Rabbi Chayin's Kanakonim and from Rabbi Akiva. Then Itaka is a good Raya. Itaka is a good Raya. And Rabbi Yossi can't argue on that Raya. Rabbi Yossi was arguing because he understood that Ramey's Medayik from Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Yeshua, remember that case where you have the Truma flowing downstream. In that case, Rabbi Yeshua says you can be Matame Biyad. You can be Matame the Truma in order to keep it away from the chulin down below, higher being Matame, but it's lost anyway, right? So in that case, Rabbi Yossi is saying, Eini Yamida. And the Gemara is saying, you can't extrapolate from that case to our case. Why? Because over there, by the case of, why not? I think the Gemara is going to say later on. Oh yeah, that's what Gemara is going to say. Right. Very good. I forgot. Yeah, it's the bottom line issue. It's a hefsed issue. Here it's not a hefsed. Right, that's what I was going to say. Very good. But to the Bavli, you remember him from the Bavli. Right, right. That's exactly what the Bavli says. It's a bottom line issue. You're going to lose your chulin. So we let you save it by being metami the truma. Here you don't stand to lose anything, so therefore burn them separately. Very good. I forgot. I saw it today. You saw it a few months ago. Okay. So that's why you say in the Amida. Taka. Were we to learn from Rabbi Chiya Skwana Kohen, Rabbi Kiva would have been a very good comparison. He could do it the rice of the Rabbanan. But if you learn from Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, so in that he says, no comparison. There, if you let the Truma flow downstream to the Chuni, you're going to lose everything. Here, so therefore, for the bottom line, they allowed you to be Matami the Truma. Here, what's the bottom line issue? Burn them separately, two different piles of wood. Hi, it costs a little bit extra wood. Okay, for that kind of hefse, they weren't Chayshish. Very good. That's the answer of Bar Kapora. Now, what's the answer, Rabbi Yechnon? Amar Rabbi Yovin, the fourth or fifth line down, Rabbi Meir Kedaiti. Rabbi Meir, now again, according to Rabbi Yechnon, Rabbi Meir fell on his head. He's comparing cases which is the Deraisa Drabbanan to book cases for both the Deraisa. Says him or no. Rabbi Meir didn't fall on his head. Rabbi Meir is like his line of reason. Rabbi Meir Machmir Midivreim Kedivrei Torah. Rabbi Meir holds Rabbanans are just as stringent as Doraisos. That's why he says that if you can burn two Doraisos together, you can burn a Dorais and Rabbanan together as well. He holds Rabbanan is equivalent to Doraiso. How do we know he holds that way? Ein Ashkechon, where we find in means like where. In Ashkelon, where you find Rabbi Meir Machmir Divrei Torah, where you find it's Machmir Rabbanan like a Doraisa. By the way, he knows the famous Machlokas Ramban and Rambam. Whether every Durabana is the Doraisa because of low saucer. Ramot, every Durabana is the Doraisa because it says, the Torah said you have to listen to everything they say. So in essence, every Doraisa becomes the Durabana. So that's really what Rabbi Meir is saying. We're saying Durabana is also like Doraisas. How do we know that we see that? Where do we see his Machna Doraisa like Durabana? Rabbi Chinano. He said, Kai, did see it like we learned over there. In the Sechta Nida. Haroya Kesem, a woman who sees a stain. Haraisim Mukukel, she's ruined. The Choshesh is Mishum Zoid. She has to assume she's a Zova, Divrei Meir. Even though Kesem is only the Rabbana, because the rice you have to feel the flow out of your body. The Chachomim Omrim, and Biksomim Mishum Tuzov. You can't make a Rabbana like a Doraisa. A Kesem is not the same thing as evil. Okay, Tzamatznina. We learned over there. Now, new issue. It was related, but new. Time to learn over there. Chavisho truma. If you have a barrel full of truma, shenola at suffik tuma. Now you have a suffik about it. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Samunachs, Bemakum Trufa. It was before in a place where it was not safeguarded. Yinichana was in a place which was exposed. Yinichana Makum Mutsla, put it now in a secluded place. In other words, even though it's a suffik tuma, you still have to preserve it as truma. Right? If it was veiled, you have to cover it. You have to watch it. Rabbi Yosha Omer, Rabbi Yosha says the exact opposite. It's only a suffix, but you could be reckless with it now. If before it was in a secluded place, you can't make up a troop and put it in an open place. If it was concealed, you got to let him reveal it. Rabbi Yosha Omer says, don't change it. Leave it the way it is. Okay, so those are three opinions as to what to do with it. Now, that's all a brice or a mishnah, actually. Now the Gemara starts commenting. I'm Rabbi Yezir, Rabbi Bun. Medive Shloshtan, all three hold, Tluya Asa Sofa. Even though it's Tluya, it's a Sofa, you can't burn it. Because each one says you have to do something else before you burn it. One says you got to safeguard it, Mamish. The other says you'd be reckless with it, but you still can't burn it. Third says status quo. But you still can't burn it. So none of them hold you can burn Truma Kluya in and of itself. We're not talking about Pesach here, of course. We just can't burn it. Now, Chevraya, the Chaverim in the base matters, they wanted to say, B'Shem Rabbi Lezer, they said name Rabbi Lezer. Actually, Chavi Sarishana, the first barrel is like Rabbi Yossi. Now, what's Chavis Yishoina, the first barrel? So the carbonator brings down a Chavis which has a Suffolk Tuma. That's our case over here. The case we just mentioned. The Chavis which got a Suffolk Tuma. that you can't burn it is like Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi says any amida. Rabbi Yossi says you cannot burn tamei with tar, even though the tar is an issur of chametz and Pesach. So to the whole kluya you can't burn. It's similar to Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah. The more it's going to reject this. That's how the Chevrai want to say that which you can't burn kluya is like Rabbi Yossi. Chavi Ashniya, the second Mishnah, Brisa, which is not brought down here, but that's the Brisa about the Truma flowing downstream. That's like Ramer, because there it says you can be Metame Biyad. You can be Metame Truma Torah Biyad. That's like Ramer, who says you're allowed to be Metame. That's Chevrai B'Shem Rabbi Lezer. The Chevrai themselves said, Chavi Sarishoina Karabi Yoisi. The first chav is like Rabbi Yossi. The lace, not only that, lace are a mayor moida, but a mayor wouldn't concede to it. A mayor would say, Tluya, you can burn. Chav is Ashniya, the second barrel, is like Rabbi Meir. And that's why it can be Matami, the Truma Torah, which is flowing downstream before it hits the bottom. The lace Rabbi Yossi moida, and Rabbi Yossi not conceded, so you're not allowed to do that. Amar Lon Rabbi Yossi, so that's Rabbi Yossi again, the Tana. Amar Lon Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Yossi, the Amor said to the Chevrai in the base medesh, Chamun Ma'atun Omrin. See what you're saying, meaning what you're saying is wrong. What did you say? Chavisari Shoina Rabbi Yossi. That which it says that when Truma became Savik Tame, like Rabbi Yossi, you have to preserve it. Meaning that you guys hold, only Rabbi Yossi holds you have to preserve it. But Rabbi Meir sorf it. But like Rabbi Meir, you could burn it, and like Rabbi Shimon, we haven't yet seen, we'll see it on the base imminently, also sorf it. If that's the case, Yerbu, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, or Rabbi Yossi. Let's pass, why don't we pass the creator Rabbi Shimon over Rabbi Yosef, he's sorry. We should pass it, you have to burn it. What are Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel arguing? What to do with it? Burn it. The majority of previous Amutanoim had held that you burn it, according to you guys, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, so we pass them like the rove. And we should burn it. So what are they arguing what to do with it? Just burn it. So it's obviously, even Rabbi Meir cannot concede that you burn through Truma Kluya, because we would have to paskin like him, because that would make a rope. And the subsequent Tanoim, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer, couldn't argue what to do with about it. Now Lieberman takes out the next four words and puts them later on the page. Let's turn the page.
I just think it's a little strange that, just because there's a slight majority, 3-2.
3-1. I mean 2-1. Oh, is it 3-2? No. It's Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon against Rabbi Yossi. Yeah, we're not taking into account Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and Gamliel. Right. We're assuming that they all labored after the earlier Machlokas.
It's 2-1.
2-1.
And we're saying that compels us.
Right. Yes. That's what we're saying. Sorry, I don't make it up. That's what it says. Here. Right. But that's his question. All right. Now, furthermore, Mimad Anan Chamun. Chamun Rabbanin. When that which we say, Rabbanin, that the rabbis. Uvda as kameon, when a maisa comes, asir means comes, like asa. When a maisa comes in front of them, vinaramin izil toli. They say, go be tolit. So clearly, they're not paskining like you hold, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon are saying. Even though that should be the robe and that should be the standard of psak. So obviously, something you're saying is wrong. Hey, and it says more now, hey, nashkachon der Meir, Rabbi Shimon or myself, and where we see Rabbi Shimon says they could burn truma kluya. There, I'll tell you where. Good question. Over here we found it. Mother, that which it says, Moider Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Shesorf in Zulatzma, Zulatzma. That which it says, Rabbi Lezer concedes Rabbi Yeshua that you burn the Truma, which is Toli, and the Chometz. The Chometz, which is Toli, and the Chometz, which is Tame. separately. And that, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Shanya, Rabbi Shimon holds differently. Rabbi Shimon holds that, in fact, you burn them together because you can burn, you burn Tluya. So that's where he saw Rabbi Shimon holds that you burn Tluya. Now, that's stage one of his argument. Says Gemara, in Tamar Leisarai Meir Tluya. And stage two of his argument is, again, you guys want to say that our mayor doesn't know that of concept of Tluya, he holds any Sofik you burn right away. Okay, let me ask you about this. Vatani, didn't we learn Truma Tluya? And if you have Truma, which is Tolui, and the next word is a typo, the Korban Eda says Utsmeya, you have Truma Tluya Utsmeya, Sofino so Erev Shabbos Yichad Sheikha. If Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, so you burn them on Yud Gimel just before. By the way, in case you haven't noticed, this is an excruciatingly difficult Gemara. Hope you did. Okay, so if you have Truma to Tluya and Tmeya, they're Tluya and Tmeya. Tolu is Safik and Tomei is definitely Tomei. You have to wait to the last moment on Yud Gimel just before Shabbos begins to burn them together. You can't burn together earlier in the day. If Rabbi Meir held Tluya, Safik Tuma, you burn, why do you have to wait till the last moment? You guys held Rabbi Meir holds you can burn Safik Tuma. You don't have to leave it dangling. So why wait till the last moment? Erev Shabbos Yichashech Odi Rabbi Meir. Chachomim is mad. Chachomim say you don't burn it, you flush down the toilet the next day. And you dal it. Right? Because they only don't have to burn it, you do beer b'chol dover. I'm Rabbi Zarekurai Mono, says Gemara. No, I have an answer on that. I'll tell you why you wait till the last moment. B'tluya she'ein daito lahashil olea. This is talking about the a case there where you could burn it earlier. Where can you burn it earlier? Only by truma, by tluya, which you do not have in mind to be makir neder on it. Yeah. In other words, really, Rabbi Meir holds you can burn Tluya. But where can you burn Tluya, Safik Tuma? Only when you're sure you're not going to be Matir Neder on it. What does it mean to be Matir Neder on Truma? What does the Truma then become? Because baking something in Truma is like a Neder. It's like a Shvua, like a Neder. And that's what it's a verbal declaration. So you can actually be Matir Neder and reverse it. But so says the Gemara, that which our mayor said, Latluya, you should wait the last possible moment to burn, is in a case where you might be shoil on it. Because you might be shoil on it, then it becomes chulin. Comes chulin, you can eat it. So that's why you wait the last possible moment. What's the problem?
Well, then in effect, you haven't taken
the chulin. Gemara's going to address that. So you put it to the Tluyish, ain't that the Shoyla? When can you burn earlier when you don't have a mind to be Shoyla on it? Arvalei said, V'chein amar Rabbi Yossi. He said, so too said Rabbi Yossi, Kom ad on a kayom in hocha, that... One second, maybe I got that wrong. Just a second. Right, no, I'm right. So Amar Levi Chenem Rabbi Yossi, Kom Adon Kamin Hocha, that which it says you could burn it earlier in the day. I got it. Right, Meir in our Mishnah is the one who said that you could burn the Tluya earlier, you can burn surfing Truma Torah Matmeh BePesach, on Erev Pesach, right? So we have a contradiction. It's more than I made it out a moment ago. It's a contradiction. A Rameh here says you can burn Torah Matame on Erev Pesach. And here he's saying that you can't even burn Tluya with Tome. How do you reconcile the two, the Mishnah with the Braisa? If you can burn Torah with Tome, anytime in Erev Pesach, doesn't say it the last possible moment. Why here does he say wait till the last possible moment? to burn even Tluya with Tmeya. Makes no sense. You're being more stringent with Tluya than you are with Torah. So it says on that, Amrei B'Yitzchak Rai Mona, Tipater, our Mishnah is talking about, but Tluya Sh'ein Daito Lishorla. Even Tluya, when you don't have a mind to reverse the process. So then you can burn any time. Now, what's a case where you can't, there are certain cases where you can't reverse the process. That's what you mentioned. For example, you already ate the rest of the grain. So now, if you reverse the process, you would have eaten Tevel and Mafreya. So in that case, you clearly are now allowed to reverse the process. Then you can burn the Tluya anytime you want on Erev Pesach, because there's no way you can ever reverse the process, no way it's ever going to become Mutter. But what are we to have a Tluya Shadai to Shorla Reizu Torah? But here, I may say, wait till the last possible moment, because that's about Tluya, which you might be Shorla. And if you might be Shorla and reverse the process, so then wait till the last possible moment, right? V'tani came and learned this in a braisa. Truma Tluya Sha'amru Tahairahi. Truma Tluya, that they said it's Tahaira. Now here the word Torah is terribly, terribly misleading. Truma Torah, which is Tahaira, means it's Truma and it's never going to revert back to Chulin. What's Truma Truma Tluya, where it's Tahaira, not that it's Tahar, but rather, it's irrevocable truma. Don't ask me why they call that Torah. It's a very unfortunate choice of words. But what's truma tluya, where you're never going to revert it back? Right? Well, truma tluya sh'amru tahairahi, where he said, where you're never going to revert it back, harezu tmeya. So that's for sure tome, right? And then therefore you can burn any time Erev Pesach. Im amarani menicham nas lashila, but if it's a case where it's not tor, you know what tor here must mean? Remember the beginning of brachas in the Bavli? Tahar yoima means when the day is complete, right? So here too it means truma tahar shama tahira means where it's complete truma. I raise the truma. So here it says truma tluya sh'amru tahairai, where it's complete truma, meaning you can never revoke the process because you already ate the rest of the grain. Harezu tmeya, then that's as if it's tame, you can burn any time Erev Pesach. You don't have to wait till the last possible moment. Imam ha'arei ani minich amnas l'ashila, but if you say I want to leave it, maybe I'll be shorlan and reverse the process. Harezu tmeya, that's like torah, and you can only burn at the last possible moment, right before sunset or right before it becomes awesome. So says Gemara, my kedon, how do you set up this braisa, which says Erev Shabbos you burn it right before nightfall? Om Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Boon, tipata shenola la safek tuma im didume chama. I have another interpretation of it. The truth is, I don't know what tluya is. Sometimes tluya might be considered tar, sometimes tluya might be considered tome. This price is not a riot either way, because maybe this price is talking about where the shiloh occurred on it right before sunset. The lace that showed me no klum, so you can't learn out the Shita Rameir at all from this. In other words, you want to say maybe learn out from here the Shita Rameir. And then you wanted to say it depends whether you're going to be shol on it or not shol on it. Says Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi Rabbun, the Amoira, this price is going to be talking about a third case altogether. The case where it became Tomei or Tolu right before nightfall. So that's why you don't burn until right before nightfall. Not because Tolu you can't burn. Maybe Tolu you can burn. This is about where the scenario was, where it became Tomei right before nightfall. All right, that's the first Braisa. This is a first Chavis. Va'atun Amin, you also said, Chavis, and here's a major typo, the Carbonator pointed out, Va'atun Amin, Hashnia Krabi Meir, that the second Chavis, where it's going off the riverbank, is like Rabbi Meir, the lace Rabbi Yossi might have on. Rabbi Yossi doesn't concede that. It's not true either. I'll prove to you it's not true from another typo. But didn't we learn by Medvar Mamurim, when is that true that you're allowed to be Matame it? Bibor. It should be she'ein book de lalos. When you're allowed to be Matame it, where there's not enough chulin in the board to be Mavatel the Truma. So if the truma falls in, it's going to answer everything. It's not enough to be a vato. Avo b'bor sheyesh book de'laos, again, it's a typo. When there is enough to be a vato, afilu koshu aslatamas, you're not allowed to be a matami at all. You have to preserve its tahara. The ink Rabbi Meir, if you all decide that this whole price going to Rabbi Meir, who says you'll have to be Matami Adayim, who Borsh Yesh Mokzei Lalos, who Borsh Ein Mokzei Lalos. Right? What do we care? No matter what, you'll have to be Matami. Afilu Kosho Asr Latamos, you know, to be Matami. What difference does it make? Rabbi Meir holds forever, it's imminently going to become Tami. You'll have to be Matami previously. So therefore, what difference does it make whether it's going to be Batel or not Batel? No matter what, it could be Matami be a dime. So how can you say it's only going to like Rabbi Meir, now like Rabbi Yossi? If it's like Rabbi Meir, now like Rabbi Yossi, we shouldn't pay attention to whether it's going to become Batel or not. Even if it's good, we should just be allowed to be Matami, period, because momentarily it's going to become Tami regardless. And furthermore, Od Min HaDor, it's getting late, we'll have to come back to this tomorrow, but Od Min HaDor is another raya that this Bryce is not going like Rabbi Meir. We'll come back to that tomorrow, and when I review it, maybe it'll make things clearer from today. It's not my fault today if it was unclear. It's a very difficult conversation.